The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, well, if you had any weather-related injuries this winter, slip and fall on the ice, maybe tweak your shoulder, shoveling snow, how do you know when it's time to seek help for some of these injuries and ailments? Joining us right now, physical therapist, the owner of Total Performance Physical Therapy, and part of the United States Olympic Committee sports medicine team, Dr. Heather Moore. Dr. Moore, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What are some of the injuries you see this time of year? I mentioned a couple of them. That's kind of what you see a lot of this time of year, isn't it?
It really is. We kind of see two categories of injuries. We see the snow injuries where you're hurting your back, you're hurting your shoulder, the more pinpoint injuries. And then we're seeing the ones where everyone's going back to working out, and or they're trying the new workout, and that's a various array of injuries where you have your knee, your hip. So we see two categories, but either one is something that, you know, you don't want to ignore for too long. And I know I'm over 40, so I wake up every day with some sort of issue going on. So I would be in the doctor's office all the time if I ran to the doctor with every ache and pain. But usually what we try and tell people is 2 weeks. If you feel that same pain for 2 weeks, or you know the last time you had that pain, it's not something that's going away. So, for example, we see a lot of back pain with shoveling, and we see a lot of debilitating back pain with shoveling. And most of the stories we hear are, well, I did it one time, and then I took some Advil, and it went away. And then it hurt me the next time, but I took some Advil, and I laid down, and it went away. And by the time, you know, it becomes debilitating, and, you know, you're on the couch, and you can't move, you're talking about a lot of time and a lot of money to fix it, whereas if you had just come in when you were popping that Advil, it would have been a lot quicker treatment and a lot less expensive for you to feel better and not have all the residual injuries you have now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Physical therapy can do wonders, can it?
It really can, and I think there's always a misconception of physical therapy. I always laugh because anytime I see a picture of my profession, it's somebody holding somebody in parallel bars and helping them walk, and
right.
I've never done that in my entire career. Like, that's just not what I do. So I think people always associate physical therapy with, I have to have some catastrophic injury, or I, you know, not being able to walk, or surgery. And most of what we see is back pain from sitting at work too long, headaches, knee pain that you can't figure out where it came from. This is really our specialty in figuring out and treating those injuries that may not show up on x-ray or MRI, but those injuries that don't really have, you can't figure out where they came from, but you know you can't walk down the steps without any pain. You know you can't sit in the desk chair, or you can't drive for long periods of time without any pain. So these are where, you know, those are a lot of compensation injuries, and this is where we really excel. But I don't think a lot of people equate physical therapy with those types of pains. It's just more catastrophic pains that you would come and see us for, and that's not the case.
You touched on something, doctor, that I want to find out more about. You said pain that doesn't show up on an x-ray or an MRI, and yet it's still there. Why doesn't it show up in that way?
So this is something that's very, very common, and it's very frustrating for people. And unfortunately, we see a lot of people in our office in tears, because when you go to the primary care, you go to the orthopedic surgeon, those are the first two things they're going to do generally, is do an x-ray or MRI. That's going to show your ligaments and your bones and some of the major structures in your body. It shows a little bit of muscle. So if there's a massive tear, it's going to be able to show that. But most people don't have massive tears in their muscles, so they're going to have what we call compensation injuries, and there are knots, and there are things and changes that happen to your muscle because you sit for too long. If you sit for too long and you start, you know, moving around in your chair, you're compensating, and none of that is going to show up on an x-ray or MRI. You're going to have a lot of pain, but that type of change in your muscle isn't going to show up on an x-ray or MRI. So what we treat is we get our hands on you, and we figure out exactly where that pain is coming from. And it's really important to figure out where it is. A lot of times, most of the time, knee pain isn't coming from the knee. It's coming from the foot and the hip. And we got to figure out where all that is. But, you know, when you look at an imaging study, you're just looking at that specific body part.
Interesting. I'm reminded of the old joke, you know, the patient that goes to the doctor and says, "Doc, it hurts every time I do this." And the doctor's response is, "Then don't do that." That's not always an adequate answer, though. You mentioned being over 40. I'm over 50. And, you know, you tend to experience pain with certain activities. And they might be activities you enjoy. You know, it might be, you know, playing hockey or, you know, running or something like that. What's your advice to somebody that has a particular favorite activity that causes pain? Do you scale back? Do you stop doing it?
Well, this is interesting because this is the question I get asked most often, and it's a question that brings a lot of people in because they get told not to do anything. I am not a fan of rest. I don't believe in it. I don't think it needs to happen. Obviously, if you're working out, you take off your one day a week, but I see so many people that come in and say, "I took off 2 weeks. It, you know, my knee," we see a lot of runners and a lot of triathletes, and they'll come in and be like, "Oh, my knee was hurting, so I stopped running for 2 weeks." If you don't do anything in those 2 weeks to help it, and you don't know where that pain came from, it's coming back. You may not feel it right away because you took some time off and you took the inflammation down, but if you haven't figured out why you get that knee pain or that shoulder pain, then it's going to come back, and it's going to come back with a vengeance. So no, I don't believe that you should stop doing the activities you love. I believe that you need to be treated as soon as it starts, because then it will allow you to stay in the sport longer. But I can't tell you how many times people come in 4, 6, 8 weeks saying, "I took a break, I took off, I did this." And the problem is they didn't do anything to fix it. All they did was take some time off. And that's the worst thing you can do for your body, honestly.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, isn't that one of the worst things is not being consistent in your physical activity? In other words, you might have something that you do sporadically. Or as you mentioned, starting a new exercise routine, that just makes you prone to pulled muscles and other injuries, doesn't it?
It really does. It's so important that you not necessarily keep going full force, because that's not the right way to do it either, but you want to make sure that you temper your activity, you get it treated, you figure out where that pain's coming from. If you don't know where it's coming from, then you're going to keep repeating it. And it's important when you're learning a new activity or playing a sport that you've played forever. If you have that injury, you want to kind of back down a little bit and figure out what muscles you need to strengthen, where the weakness is, where the problem lies. We have a YouTube channel, Total Performance Physical Therapy, where we have hundreds of videos where we show you what you should be doing if you have a knee pain or you have shoulder pain. And none of it is sit down, take Advil, and just put ice on it, and it will go away.
Right. You know? So that'd be a really short
video,
wouldn't it?
It would be, you know. I wish that was it. We don't, you know. I mean, it would hurt my profession, but at the same time, it would be a very cheap answer and a very quick fix for everybody. But, you know, unless you fell down the steps and you know that major injury where, put some ice on it, take some Advil, that's not going to do anything for you, and you're just going to wind up in a worse situation than when you started.
Yeah. Then you are going to be one of these people walking the parallel bars as they visit the the physical therapist.
It really is. You know, it's amazing how, I don't want to say how quick, but how much people come in and they say, "I can't do this activity anymore." And it just started out with them taking 2 weeks off and then 4 weeks off and then taking some Advil and then taking 2 months off of the sport and then not being able to go back because the pain that they ignored or the pain that they thought just taking time off would help doesn't ever go away because they never got it treated. They never got it looked at, or they went to the doctor and the doctor said, "I don't see anything on X-ray or MRI." And they never pursued anything further than that. But it's so important that if you have pain, you need to address it, and taking time off of anything, it's not going to help.
Yeah. It could be an easy fix compared to the situation you could end up in. Really interesting stuff. What was the YouTube channel again?
It's Total Performance Physical Therapy.
We will check it out.
We have a Facebook page and a YouTube channel that we post live content to all the time, updating you on questions we get asked every day.
All right. Excellent stuff. Dr. Heather Moore, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.